Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 33, Indirect Expressions of Ecstatic Love, Laughter. After he had stolen some yogurt from the pots of two different gopis, Krishna told one of his gopi friends, "Oh, my dear, beautiful friend, I can take an oath that I have not stolen even one drop of yogurt from your pot. But still, your friend Radharani is very shamelessly smelling the flavor of my mouth. So kindly forbid her from this devious policy of putting her face near mine." So when Krishna was speaking like this, the friends of Radharani could not check their laughter. This is an instance of laughter in ecstatic love. Astonishment. Once, Lord Brahma was watching all the cows, and the cowherder boys who were dressed in yellow garments and decorated with valuable jewels. The boys were expanding their forearms and were being worshipped by many hundreds of other Lord Brahmas. All of the cowherder boys began to express their joyfulness for being with Krishna, the Supreme Brahman. And at that time, Lord Brahma showed his astonishment by exclaiming, "Oh, what am I seeing here?" This is an instance of astonishment in ecstatic love. Chivalry. On the bank of the Yamuna, once there was the crackling sound of dry leaves giggling from the cowherder boys and thundering from the sky. Sri Dama was tightening his belt to fight with Krishna, who is the conqueror of the demon Agha. This is an instance of chivalry in ecstatic love. Lamentation. In the 10th canto, 7th chapter, verse 25 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ruditam anu nishamya tatra gopyo, Vrisham anutapta diyoshru purnamukyaha, Rurudur anupalabhya nandasunung, Pavana uparata panchu varsha vege. There is a description of Krishna's being taken away by the whirlwind demon Trinavarta. As Krishna was being thus carried up into the sky, all the gopis began to cry aloud. They approached Mother Yashoda, stating that they could not find the son of Nanda, for Krishna had been taken away by a whirlwind. This is an instance of lamentation in ecstatic love. Once, when Krishna was fighting with Kaliya, Mother Yashoda exclaimed, "Oh, Krishna is now entrapped within the hoods of the Kaliya snake, and yet I am not tattered to pieces. So I must admit how wonderful is the preserving power of this material body." This is another instance of lamentation in ecstatic love. Anger. One Jatila, the mother of Abhimanyu, saw Krishna wearing a necklace. Jatila could understand that the jeweled ornament had been given to Krishna by Radharani. Jatila therefore became absorbed in anger and began to move her eyebrows, expressing her anger in ecstatic love. Ghastliness. There is this statement by Yamuna Acharya to this effect: Yad avadi mamacheta Krishna padara vinde, nava navarasa dhamani udyatang rantum asi, tad avadi batanari sangame smaryamane, bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nistivanancha. Since I have begun to enjoy these transcendental exchanges of love, which are always newer and newer, whenever I remember the pleasure of past sex life, my lips curl and I wish to spit on the very idea. So this is an instance of ecstatic love in ghastliness. Dread. One old devotee once said, "My dear Lord, When we are away from you, we become so anxious to see you again, and there is great misery in our lives. But then, when we do see you, immediately there comes the fear of separation. So under the circumstances, both when we see you and when we do not see you, we are subjected to different kinds of tribulations. This is an instance of a contradictory mixture of ecstatic love for Krishna. Such ecstatic love is palatable, and expert critics have compared such ecstatic love to a mixture of curd, sugar candy, and a little black pepper, and the combined taste is very palatable. Thus ends Chapter 33 of Nectar of Devotion, Indirect Expressions of Ecstatic Love, recorded March 31st, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.